Welcome to the Word from the Ancient Path, stories and sermons for the journey from Ancient Path Ministries, La Iglesia Volviendo a la Senda Antigua. I'm your host, Pastor Kevin Job. Now, La Senda Antigua was founded in 2011 in Jovellanos, Cuba, by Pastors Jose Santiago and Yamile Cruz. My wife, Tani, and I serve as U.S. ministry coordinators for the work of spreading the gospel in Cuba and beyond. Now, this program is meant to be an encouragement and a blessing to you as we share testimony of how God works extraordinary things in and through ordinary people, people called to the work of bringing good news, connecting in Christ, and building the kingdom. Hey, listener, or dare I assume listeners, welcome to our fifth season of the Word from the Ancient Path. We are so glad you decided to join us once more for a few more stories and sermons for the journey. Now, in case you're listening for the first time or you've forgotten, let me share a little bit of the story of why the Word from the Ancient Path exists. I landed in Cuba with a small team of medical professionals on March 6, 2020, with no idea of what was about to come. On the 13th, we boarded a flight in Havana for Newark, New Jersey, where we landed in a completely different world than the one we'd left. A few hours later, COVID protocol was implemented for U.S. entry. And within 24 hours, Cuba had closed her borders, both land and sea, and they would remain shut up tight for almost exactly 8 months. By official decree, Cuba's people were largely confined to their homes. Now, though she's an island nation with incredible natural resources, Cuba imports a majority of basic necessity items and food. Scarcities forced a reopening for the tourist season beginning November 15th. And when the tourists arrived anew, they carried the pandemic to a medically unprepared nation. And the disease began to sweep, at first quietly, through the people of Cuba. By January of 2021, churches were allowed, for a second time now, to gather again. As the 10th birthday of La Senda Antigua approached, I was desperate to get back to Cuba, and so I begged and pleaded with my little brother, Pastor Jose, to let me come down for the celebration, and he just lovingly waved me off. He said, "Kevin, people are being quarantined. I don't want that to happen to you." He said, "We'll be together soon. Don't worry about it." And then a few days before the party, the government posted new orders forbidding public gatherings, including the worship and our celebration, because the virus was spreading. Now, being faithful pastors, Jose and Yami continued to attend to the flock house to house, carrying the gospel through word and food and care for the sick. And he continued to assure me that all would be well. And then on my birthday, March 17th, I received a very rare treat, a video call from Yami and Joseito. And after my baby brother appeared on the screen with his hands and face covered with grease from a van repair project, for a precious 10 minutes, we dropped into a long-distance version of our normal routine, making fun of each other, tossing loving insults back and forth, and just letting our shared heart be together in a way that only we could. And that afternoon, he spiked a fever. The whole household was struck with COVID. And 2 weeks later, on March 31st, with Jose now in an under-equipped ICU unit, people gathered on four continents to pray for his recovery. And the Lord chose to heal him for eternity. On the morning of April 3rd, as the poet says, Jose Santiago Vergara slipped the surly bounds of earth and touched the face of God. And just 4 days later, he was followed heavenward by his beloved father, my Cubano dad. The larger family of La Senda Antigua would lose brothers, sisters, fathers, mothers, and friends before the pandemic had finished its hellish course in Cuba. So during the time of Jose's illness, my dear friend, fellow La Senda pastor Leonardo Gonzalez started a Facebook messenger group that he called Cristo Vive. And the initial purpose of that was to keep our pastors connected to Yami and to each other in word and prayer. Now, when it became clear that the church would not be allowed to gather physically for some time, Pastor Yami expanded the group, and it became a key tool for her to keep the congregation connected until September of 2021, when we were finally permitted to be together again. Now, at home in the USA, COVID made our future seem uncertain. Many nonprofits, churches, and other ministries were suffering or even shutting down. Were we called to continue? Would our partner stay with us? How could I keep connections fresh? What was available to me that would allow our story to be heard? And then there was a question of maintaining my Spanish while I wasn't able to be immersed in it in Cuba. But the connectional answer was already in my hands. You see, from the start of Cristo Vive, Leo and others had posted devotions and sermons for all of us to consider. And so I had a lot of stories to tell, and I had some recordings of Jose and Yami's sermons, and years of my own sermons, and now quite a few more from our amazing team in Cuba. And so with prayer and a deep breath and some advice from a 20-something-year-old friend, a little input from my kids, and the blessing of Yami and our team, in August 2021, a new project was born. When I got started podcasting without a clue, I just kept going forward in what became season one until at some point I got tired and decided to take a break. And at that point, we banked 18 episodes. And so by default, that became the length of our subsequent podcast seasons. And all of them are still streaming. You can check them out. After a couple or 3 months, then we would come back and do another season up until August of 2023, when season four concluded with a bonus 19th episode so that you could hear the last sermon that Jose and I ever got to deliver together. And then we took a break. As I shared in our 2023 year-end newsletter, Tani and I have been blessed now with more than 17 years as members of the Santiago Job family. That 17 years of learning and loving Cuba, 17 years of being drawn by the Holy Spirit to invest ourselves more deeply in the advancement of the gospel here. No year was as rewarding, profound, difficult, or devastating as the one that we've just passed. At the La Senda birthday celebration, 12 years in January of 2023, Yami called for advancement and acceleration. We were off and running measurably faster than we ever had before. The goals were lofty and the challenges were many. New churches were planted, many hungry people fed, many souls brought to Christ. There was glory on all sides. Mixed in, though, was a fair measure of difficulty and heartbreak, some of which has spilled into the young 2024. Ties that bind have been and are being tested in a way that few of us foresaw. Now, when the time arrived for a new round of the podcast, I was just too busy, too exhausted, and to be particularly honest with you, without a whole lot of drive to tell the story from the point where we found ourselves in that moment. And so, wrestling to resolve every issue, faithful disciples in Cuba, here's the thing. We often find ourselves paradoxically in the valleys full of shadows and at the top of the mountains all at once, glorying in both suffering and success, as the Holy Spirit will manifest God's power in the manner of our fondest dreams while carrying us through what can seem like an ongoing nightmare. Through all situations we've discovered, God is faithful. Now all of this brings us to the here and now, the starting line of season five. After searching for an approach for some time, I finally settled something I think is appropriate for this moment. Something biblical that also applies in popular culture. And honestly, if you've heard me preach, this theme won't be anything new. Over the next 18 weeks, I want to honor God and I want to give my little brother and I a little farewell tour. The season's going to focus largely on Jose's sermons. Yami, my nephew, has helped me upload a treasure chest of his recordings on my computer last year. And then I'm going to indulge myself a little bit, post them for our Spanish listeners, and then translate them in my own voice for you beloved gringos. Now, this is not to say that after this season we won't hear from our founder and visionary again. I have material that could go on for a long time. And besides, those of us who are Americans, we know that farewell tour doesn't often mean what we think it means. So we'll see. Now, there'll be some support acts on this tour as well. Obviously, I'm the opening act, and I'm going to inject a few thoughts about farewell tours of our biblical ancestors on a mission from God. And we start the new season on this particular day because today marks 3 years since we lost Joseito. And last summer, we lost our older brother, Wayne, as well, leaving me last man standing in the family. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about my big brother, too. Wayne inspires me to talk about the anointing to bring good news to the poor. I like the idea that maybe, and maybe this is just something we tell ourselves to get through loss, that my brothers have been reunited with each other, and as I am certain, they've both been united to Christ. Maybe with Mom, with Pipo and Sierra, even Dad, and other saved souls of varying levels of faithfulness, whose touring days on earth really are over now. Now, I don't know if all that's true. God only knows. And we'll have to wait and find out in our own time. But anyway, let's get started on this farewell tour. We're going to close this program out on the first stop in the farewell tour. And you might have heard this greatest hit from Joseito and I before. It's a classic. Here we go. Early in June 2017, Jose and Yami and Tani and I flew out to Seattle to visit our dear friend Amy and to meet her church. I'm not sure it stopped raining or even got warm the whole time we were there. And we took a day off from the work to drive south of town toward a place we couldn't see through all the drizzle and fog. Amy assured us that the road we were on, and which we began to ascend, was climbing Mount Rainier. And I just had to trust her, as did these excited farm kids from tiny little towns in central Cuba where it does not snow. And so we drove up the mountain to experience what the Lord had for us there, and we arrived at this place where there was a huge snowbank. It was probably 8 feet deep or more. And for Jose and Yami, this was an entirely new glimpse of God's creation, something that had been hidden from them, not only by fog, but by distance and climate. It was completely out of their realm, and they were awestruck even as we got out of the car into a steady shower of cold rain. Now, I really like to tell this story with a lot of photos of my little brother and sister-in-law making snow angels and tossing snowballs in the rain, but you're just going to have to trust me. It was a ton of fun to watch them and enjoy the moment. And for Yami, that moment lasted maybe 10 minutes until she was frozen, and then the ladies went into the park lodge for some hot chocolate. But Joseito and I, we went a little further up the mountain, just the two of us. We were some distance away from other people. The rain still coming down, the fog still enshrouding us. We just kept climbing higher. And then the most amazing thing happened. Joseito looked down at his feet on this huge snowbank on the side of immense Mount Rainier, and sticking up from the white ground cover was a tiny touch of orange. And he reached down into the snow and he pulled out, yeah, a carrot, a real carrot. And then I had the blessing of watching for the next 15 to 20 minutes as this 40-something-year-old apostle was transformed into a little 6-year-old boy while he built his first and last snowman. His artist's heart and his eyes were in full work mode. He needed exactly the right sticks, pine cones, etc. And when his creation was complete, he stuck that blessed carrot in as the nose and he posed proudly for my very favorite picture of him. And he kept looking up at the sky and saying, gracias, over and over. And then he'd pray, and then he'd sing. And I documented the whole thing with his phone so that he could remember it. He named his snowman Ebenezer. You can look up that name in scripture. But the moment just continued to get better. We started our descent down to meet our wives and our friend to tell the story. When we were almost down to the lodge, my little brother suddenly stopped and he turned around with his face peering back up the mountain. And then he took his boot and he stomped his foot into the snow very purposefully and very deeply. I knew exactly what he was doing, precisely where his mind was. Still looking up to where we'd only been just a few minutes before, he pulled out his boot and he looked down to consider the impression in the snow. And then he turned around and he smiled at me. And we walked on. You see, Joseito was with me, right there next to me on Rainier that day. But his heart and his mind was also at another farewell tour scene, that of Moses. The aftermath of Moses' departure is in Joshua 1:1-3, and it says this. It says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. A little redneck boy from tiny Santa Rosa Matanza had made his way to Mount Rainier. And he demonstrated for me that day, and I experienced it as well, just exactly what can happen when you say yes to following the Lord, step by step. When you see your life as being on a mission from God, then any place you put down your foot can be a holy space. Next week, we're going to take another step on the farewell tour down the path. We're going to hear from Jose as he talks to the people of La Senda Antigua, still in the middle of the COVID crisis, about the action of Thanksgiving. Hope you can be with us. So this brings us to the end of our time for today. Thanks so much for being with us. Now, our work depends on the partnership of dear friends like you. You can find out more about what we do and how you can walk alongside us on our website, ancientpathministries.org. You can like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Ancient Path Ministries. I'm Pastor Kevin Jobe for Ancient Path Ministries, La Iglesia Volviendo a la Senda Antigua. Until next time, may God bless you richly. Go be the church.